ॐ शांति,
ॐ शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन
देवत सतगुरु
मैं भोग लेकर के वतन में बाबा के पास पहुंची।
I reached the subtle region in front of Baba.
से पहले ही
and even before I reached
बाबा के पास बहुत भाई बहने पहुंचे हुए थे।
Many brothers and sisters had already got emerged there.
प्यार भरी दृष्टि से
very loving दृष्टि
भरपूर भी कर रहे थे।
Baba was filling them up.
Baba को देखकर बच्चे इतने खुश हो रहे थे।
Seeing Baba, the children were getting very, very happy.
बहुत सुंदर
that scene
दिखाई दे रहा था।
Very beautiful.
कुछ सेकंड के बाद बाबा ने मेरी ओर देखा।
After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me.
बाबा ने कहा
and said,
बच्ची आ गई।
Child, you have come.
हाँ बाबा, भोग लेकर के
आई। I said, yes, Baba, I have brought the भोग।
तो बाबा मुस्कुरा रहे थे।
Baba smiled.
और सब बच्चों को भी फिर देखने लगे।
And started looking at the children again.
से हर एक के पास वरदान भी
पहुंच रहा था। Baba's दृष्टि, each one was receiving a blessing. After a few seconds,
सुंदर सा बगीचा है।
I saw a very beautiful garden appear.
एक तरफ बहुत बड़े बड़े फल लगे हुए।
On one side of the garden, there was a variety of fruits all over.
दूसरी तरफ उस बगीचे
and then in another direction,
सुंदर फूल थे।
There were beautiful flowers.
तीसरी तरफ
and in third direction,
छोटे फल दिखाई दे रहे।
Small sized fruits.
बच्चों ने क्या किया?
So what did the children do? They were standing in front of Baba. But as soon as they noticed the garden, like little children, they started running towards the garden. So they stood in front of the garden.
So
each one was thinking, I want to acquire this large sized fruit. Some were trying to break.
So
they were trying to pick the fruit. Some were thinking, it's so heavy.
मेरी झोली में आएगा।
So it falls from above from the trees, then it will fall into my lap. Some were then shaking the tree so that the fruit would fall.
तो जैसे उनके पास आते
थे, तो came towards the children,
फल वो तो गुम हो जाता था।
The big, large sized fruit was disappearing.
ऊपर की ओर उड़ गए।
For some, their fruit was going up and down like a ball.
तो बिल्कुल खाली है अंदर, कुछ भी नहीं है।
Even if they were able to take the fruit in their hand, they saw that it was empty inside. So they started smiling, looking at Baba, wondering what's happening. Baba too was smiling. And then Baba noticed that there were very few children who were going towards the flowers and taking the sweet fragrance of the flowers. And as those children were standing there, garlands of flowers started to come around the children. And then there were some children who were looking at the smaller sized fruit. They were looking at it and smiling. And as they were looking at very sweetly at the small sized fruit, they were collecting in a group, in a bunch, and then coming towards the children, those children. Baba then said, did you see what are the children doing these days?
कुछ बच्चे ऐसे हैं,
there are some children
पुरुषार्थ अच्छा करते हैं,
who are making good spiritual efforts,
प्यार भी है,
they have love for the father. However,
बच्चे ऐसा है, वो समझते हैं कि जो पुरुषार्थ किया उसका फल अभी क्यों
नहीं मिलता? Why should we not receive the fruit of our efforts right now?
उसका फल मुझे मान
Why do I not get honor or why is my importance not increased through the service I do? And then Baba said, there are some children who even before performing the action, they keep expectations of the results. They have a lot of desires. So they do receive the fruit, they receive the attainment, but do not experience the attainment or the reward. And because of that, their inner stage fluctuates, it goes up, sometimes down. Sometimes they make a lot of spiritual endeavor and then sometimes they say, I'm not able to attain the attainments through the spiritual efforts, and so they become careless. Baba then further explained, the constancy age is such an age where, along with the company of the father, it is the age of attainments and experiences. But what do the children have to do to receive this? The father is bestowing everything on the children. They are receiving what Baba is bestowing. It's coming towards them. However, because of two aspects, they are not able to experience the full reward. So one, sometimes Maya makes the father's company a bit slack and they are not able to experience the reward in front of them. So at the conscience age, you receive the father's company, so always maintain the intoxication of the same. Along with the father's company, remember the attainments you're receiving from the father. Keep yourself full with those attainments. Continue to experience those attainments. Baba then said, remember your conscience aged form, and also remember the form of your future. Keep that in front of you. And then these questions that come from time to time, oh, I'm not receiving the attainment, my efforts are a little slack, all those things will end automatically. Baba then re-emerged that scene of the flowers, the second scene of with the flowers. Baba then said, all my children are the living flowers of this garden. As Baba made a signal, each one received a garland around their neck. Baba then indicated towards the smaller sized fruit. Baba said, these are not fruit, but this is in fact decoration for the children. In the future world, all my children will be decorated with jewels. And so at the conscience age, Baba is decorating the children with the jewels of knowledge, with the powers. Baba decorates you now, and in the future you will be naturally decorated. Baba is pleased to see this form of the children, and Baba just feels that my children should become complete quickly. Baba then emerged the children in front of him again, gave them drishti, and each one received a blessing. Baba then said, look at the blessing you've received. So, some children were not looking at their own blessings, but they were looking at what others were receiving, what blessings they were receiving. So Baba smiled and said, you've kept aside what you're receiving from the father, but you're looking more interestedly at what others are receiving. So this too is a subtle form of Maya that diverts your mind in other directions, and because of this diversion, you're not able to experience the blessings Baba is giving you. So Baba has already told you that time and Maya are showing their full form, their fiery form in some way or the other, but Baba has already explained to you that time is beneficial. Every scene of drama will give you experiences, and no matter how much Maya comes in front of you, keep it firm that you are under the canopy of the Father's protection. Always keep the Father's company with you and continue to move ahead under this canopy of protection. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba remembered all those in the bhatti and the other children. These are beloved children. Baba has great love for these children. So continue to move ahead in this form, this consciousness. Baba then offered bhog to everyone. And there were some whom we offered bhog. Baba emerged those souls and gave them loving remembrances. Acha, Om Shanti.